From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, September 10th. On-chain and off the five stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Trezor, Bitbox warn users about fake hardware wallet security alerts. Bitbox said multiple Bitcoin companies appeared to have been targeted through a shared newsletter provider, while Trezor confirmed a breach at its email service. Hardware wallet makers Trezor and Bitbox warn users about phishing emails disguised as urgent security notices after suspected compromises involving third-party email services. On Wednesday, Trezor said its email provider had been breached and warned that a message titled Critical Security Alert, STM32 Entropy Vulnerability was fraudulent. The company urged recipients not to click any links. Next, second, from Be In Crypto, Trader buys dollar laptop dip at $5.97, loses 87% more as token craters. A crypto trader tried to catch Hunter Biden's laptop, a meme coin built on Base, on the way down. It fell anyway, and he has already lost most of the $170,000 he spent buying the dip. The trader bought 28,448.72 laptop at $5.97 a piece, according to on-chain tracker LookinChain. That stake is now worth about $21,000, an 87% loss from the purchase price, as it sits at 87 cents per token, according to a wallet tracked by the bank. Laptop launched Wednesday and lost roughly 98% of its value within an hour, according to Quartz. It slid from a peak of $190.81 to as low as $3.70. Up next, third, from CryptoSlate, Bitcoin sell pressure reaches one-month low as long-term holders slow down profit-taking. Bitcoin's on-chain sell-side risk has fallen to less than half its August peak, easing one measure of potential selling pressure even as a large block of older coins remains held at acquisition prices above the market. Analytics firm Glassnode's Sept9 report, using on-chain observations through Sept7, puts its sell-side risk ratio at 7 basis points per day on a 7-day basis, down from 16 basis points at August's peak. Long-term holders also accounted for 47% of realized profit, compared with 88% at the August peak. And then, fourth, from Cointelegraph, U.S. sanctions is in by scam marketplace, restrains $52 million in crypto. The U.S. Justice Department has restrained over $52 million in crypto linked to the Zinbuy scam marketplace, seizing two wallets containing around $12 million. They're also pursuing 47 more wallets tied to a money laundering network. This operation focuses on dismantling the infrastructure behind large-scale scams, with Tether assisting in the investigation. In a related move, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Zinbuy as a significant transnational criminal organization, along with two tech providers, SafeW Technology and Anwen Technology. Zinbuy has processed over $24 billion in crypto and fiat since 2022. Often linked to illicit activities in Southeast Asia. These sanctions block Zinbuy's U.S. assets and prohibit transactions with the designated entities, following similar actions from the U.K. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Tether link in show notes. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato, crypto crime empire crumbles as 22-year-old ringleader Malone Lam pleads guilty. Attorney G9 Ferris Piro announced the plea after Lam appeared before U.S. District Judge Colleen Colicuddly $245 million crypto heist, according to the official press release. The 22-year-old pleaded guilty to one count of participating in a RICO conspiracy, NTH. The judge scheduled a status hearing for December 8, 2026. Malone Lam, a Singaporean citizen and recent Miami resident, pleaded guilty in Washington, D.C. to taking part in an international cybercrime conspiracy that stole and laundered more than $245 million in cryptocurrency. Up next, sixth, from Be In Crypto, Bitcoin's spot-backed rally hides an altcoin leverage trap last seen in 2025. Altcoin perpetual futures carried more open interest than Bitcoin's on September 6, the first flip since December 2024. Bitcoin's rally is still spot-driven, with short covering easing and call option skew rising. Zcash derivatives hit a $2.4 billion peak as the token rally, and Grayscale's filing to turn its CEC trust into a spot ETF adds a new demand angle. Ether and new tokens on Robinhood. And then, seventh, from CryptoSlate, Hunter Biden launched laptop to cure Memecoin grift and created a whole new batch of losers. Hunter Biden's laptop token left nearly 80% of traders underwater within hours despite being pitched as an answer to Memecoin grift. Hunter Biden is the son of former U.S. President Joe Biden. Data from Bubble Maps show that 12,151 of the token's 15,206 traders lost money, while only 3,026 were profitable and 29 were at break-even or held positions that could not be priced. Most of the losses were relatively small, with 11,311 wallets down less than $1,000. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab you. Only to view that ends.